Well, for all the urgency of getting vaccinated amid an outbreak, Australia's problem, likely for some months to come, is a supply shortfall. The federal government insists it's been very much on the front foot, talking to Pfizer constantly about getting more of its product. But today the Prime Minister has been forced to reckon with a report that some top business leaders were so concerned it hasn't been working that they called on the former Prime Minister, now private citizen, Kevin Rudd, to step in. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
14 years ago, Labor's leader made a promise to all Australians.
My name's Kevin, I'm from Queensland, I'm here to help.
He went on to become Prime Minister, and despite being long gone, Kevin Rudd is still keen to assist. Last month, he spoke to Pfizer Chairman and CEO Albert Bourla, asking if vaccines could be sent to Australia sooner than scheduled.
I had a little chuckle when I saw the story.
Health Minister Greg Hunt downplayed the significance of Mr Rudd's meeting.
We received the letter from the individual in question, I think not long ago, and we said to ourselves, well, no doubt that will be released when our current negotiations are announced publicly.
He's referring to the government's recent announcement that 4.5 million Pfizer doses will arrive in August, more than originally scheduled for that month.
I respect that individuals will sometimes take initiatives and we welcome and thank them. But did it make a difference? No.
Pfizer has today issued a statement to put forward its side of the story.
Recent media reports suggesting that any third party or individual has had any role in contractual agreements reached between Pfizer and the Australian government are inaccurate. The only two parties involved in these agreements are Pfizer and the Australian government.
But the story's not just about speeding up the rollout. Labor frontbencher Jim Chalmers says the government's handling of the vaccine program as a whole hasn't been up to scratch.
This is what happens when the current Prime Minister is unwilling or unable to do his job. Scott Morrison stuffed up, Kevin Rudd stepped in.
In a statement, Kevin Rudd says he sought the meeting after business leaders raised concerns about the government's failure to lobby Pfizer at its most senior levels, as many other world leaders have done. 7.30's chief political correspondent Laura Tingle broke the story.
A number of Australian businessmen based in the US were getting increasingly concerned about the fact that we obviously had an exposure because we didn't have enough vaccine, particularly Pfizer vaccine for younger people. And they made some approaches to Pfizer in the US to see whether there was anything that could be done to expedite this rollout.
While Kevin Rudd has spoken with the global chairman, neither the health minister or prime minister have. Speaking on Sky News, Scott Morrison defended the government's handling of the vaccine program.
I've spoken to the head of Pfizer here in Australia, which is where the contract is, and that's how it's managed on numerous occasions. In fact, while I was in Europe, I had the opportunity to also sit down one of their senior board directors. So we've been managing that relationship at a very senior level.
Australia has bought 40 million doses of Pfizer, but only a very small portion have arrived so far. Demand is currently outstripping supply, and states have been calling for more. Today, Queensland's Health Minister Yvette Dath warned stocks were very limited.
That stock is reserved for bookings. So if you do walk in to any of our vaccination hubs over the next couple of days, it is highly unlikely you may not get a vaccine or you will be waiting a very long time.
The large outbreak in New South Wales, along with a handful of cases across other states, has seen a rush in people wanting to get vaccinated. There aren't enough vaccines to go round, but the Prime Minister remains confident about the Christmas deadline. The next question is, what's the plan for booster shots? The government's ordered millions from Moderna, and there's a possibility Novavax could be used for that purpose. But no booster shots have been ordered from Pfizer just yet.
Stephanie Boris with that report.